98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Chances are, at this stage, many of you will have paid a visit to either your local coffee shop or cafe or restaurant or pub serving food. If so, were the staff who were serving you wearing face coverings? And if not, did it bother you? Or maybe it bothered you that they did. Would it put you off going back again? Well, in a moment, we'll be hearing from a woman who ventured back to her favourite cafe yesterday for the very first time and was a little bit annoyed by what she experienced. As you know, because we've covered the topic here over the last few weeks, face coverings are required on public transport, but not anywhere else. Meaning that the person serving you a pint or lunch on a plate is not required to wear a face mask. But I want to know, does this bother you? And do you agree with what Serena is saying in her Facebook post to us? Have a listen to this interesting message we got from her. Lads, can you discuss this? After months and months and months of staying indoors, yesterday I decided to go with my daughter down to our local cafe to support them after reopening. I was shocked and saddened to see that none of the staff serving us were wearing face masks or shields. Not even the waiter serving us lunch was covered. I inquired with the manager, who I know very well, being a regular there for over 10 years, and he said it wasn't a requirement. I have to say that even though I love the place, I won't be returning again until they change their policy. I wonder if any of your listeners have had a similar experience this week. And that's from a lady called Serena. Now, interesting that she says she will not go back to the place because the staff weren't wearing face coverings of any kind. And as we said, the only place that it is mandatory to wear a face covering is on public transport, but anywhere else it is not mandatory. And it has not been instructed for the service industry, so staff are not obliged to wear face coverings. Now, I've had two experiences this week. One was a restaurant that I went to on Monday, and in the restaurant on Monday, nobody was wearing face coverings. And then on Wednesday, I went for lunch in a pub nearby here that serves food, and all of the staff were wearing face masks. So I've had both experiences, one place with none, and the other place, all of the staff had the face coverings. I have to say, I'm totally opposite to Serena in that I felt much more comfortable in the place where they didn't have face masks on, I'll be honest with you. And the more I thought about it, I thought to myself, why do they even need them? Because, say, for example, the place we were in on Monday where we were being served at our table for a meal, the staff are literally beside you for 10 seconds as they drop the plate to your table and off they go again. So why would you need a face mask for that short of an interaction with people? And the exact same in the place where everyone was wearing face masks. They were at my table for 10 seconds, dropping the plate to the table and off they went. So I'd like to know where you are on this. I personally did not like the experience of being in the place where the staff were wearing face masks. Other people are the exact opposite. Call me now on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98, like this listener just did.
Good morning, 98FM. I went for a meal with my son to the Arlington Hotel at O'Connell's Bridge yesterday. The waitress had visors on and they were very smartly dressed, in black trousers, white shirt, black tie and black gloves. We were made to feel very, very welcome, very special. There was nothing strange about it other than it was like being in a very high class restaurant. The food was excellent, the prices were right, and the staff were so nice and charming. So the Arlington for a nice lunch, dinner or tea. So that's my take on going for my first meal since the lockdown. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. let's go to Michelle. You're on 98FM, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Now, you work in a place that we're not going to name, but it's a bar restaurant. And what's the policy for you as staff?
It's not compulsory to wear a face mask. Obviously, if you want to wear one, you can. But for us, with the customers, it's kind of hard to... A customer read off your mouth.
Yeah.
So if you have a mask on, they tend to lean into you. We are keeping our meter apart from the customer when we take an order, and the only time we'll get close is to lean over to serve, which would be like a split second.
And that's what I was saying a couple of minutes ago. That was my experience. Their interaction with you is very quick.
If it's a regular customer and they want to have a chat because they haven't seen you, we keep it to less than 15 minutes, but we still be standing a meter away from them.
I thinking of my meal experience on Monday. The chances of me catching COVID-19 from the waiter who brought me dinner to the table is nearly zero, because he was standing beside the table for, there you go, Adrian, there's your plate, thanks, good luck, he's gone.
So, do you
wear one? You don't have to wear one, but do you wear one?
No. The kitchen staff now do wear the visors because it's a smaller kitchen, so they're kind of crossing over each other.
Right.
So they have to wear them.
Okay, but front of house staff dealing with customers don't have to.
No.
And in fact, I'm about to go to a caller after the break who walked out of a place yesterday because they weren't wearing masks. Have you had any complaints about not wearing masks?
No. Because our customers at the minute, we opened Monday to Sunday, breakfast, lunch, dinner. We've shut it down 3 days. We only open now half the days, like 4 to 8 now on a Thursday and Friday, and then 12 to 9 on a Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
We've all the partitions in, we've all the sanitizers. We keep every 15 minutes that everything is sanitized, door handles, everything. We sanitize our hands every time we touch something. And we make sure there's a 2 meter distance with customers outside, that the smoking area, there's only 6 people out in the smoking area.
Very good. So you have all the protocols in place.
Everything. We have an isolation room if a customer doesn't feel well. We have PPE in if we need it. We have a list of contacts we need to call if somebody doesn't feel well. We have all the introduction and every single part of training that we need.
Okay, but as regards face masks, it's not mandatory and you're not wearing them. All right, stay there for 1 second, Michelle. And Anna, I'll take your call in just a moment. Anna, you're on 98FM. Hi, Anna.
Good morning, how are you?
Okay, so tell me about walking out of a place yesterday.
Well, firstly, you were saying that you weren't comfortable with them wearing the face mask.
Yeah.
And you would worry me also, because you want the normal and it's not going to be normal for a while. No.
It's not that I want normal. It's just I don't see the need for it. And what I mean by that is, that person serving me my meal the other day without a face mask on was in my company for all of 10 seconds. And I'm looking at it by way of risk, if you know what I mean.
But, bringing your place to your table, it's been established that the virus can be in droplets. And through your plate to the table, they can even wear a visor. Why can't they wear a visor if they can't wear the face mask? It'll be on the droplets, so you'll be getting your dinner. You won't know if he's after being coughing or sneezing on the way, or another member of staff passing him by has just passed by somebody. That I know it's blown everything out of proportion, but look at the state the whole world is in, and we have to be careful and we have to look after each other. The proper thing to do at this moment in time is wear the face mask. And it's important to me. I've been cocooning since March because of an illness. And it was my maiden voyage, if you like, out. And we were so looking forward to this. It was a popular sandwich bar. We were so looking forward to this, only to be confronted with 4 members of staff in a tiny area. Now, I know all kitchen members have to wear, it's compulsory for kitchen members to wear the masks because of the close proximity. These sandwich bars have close proximity at all times, and I've never been in one that had more than 3 staff.
Mm.
There was 4 staff behind this tiny counter, 4, tripping over each other, and not a face mask in sight. And it was absolutely horrible looking. I was terrified and straight out with my daughter. No, absolutely not. I couldn't.
And did you complain? Did you say why you were leaving?
No, I couldn't, because that means me standing there in their company.
Well, did you send them an email then?
Yes, I did. Now, after a long, hard try, it keeps sending you back and redirecting you, but it took me ages, and I've just submitted, because it only happened yesterday, and I submitted it yesterday evening. I haven't heard anything from them yet, but I'm hoping to.
In your email, then, I assume you explained that you didn't feel comfortable, and you feel the staff should be wearing face masks and everything else. So that was the content of your email.
Yeah. And it's okay. You know, the young think that they're invincible. You know, they don't have to think that it's for everybody. It's for everybody. There's not an age limit on this. It's for everybody, and they need to be keeping everybody else safe. But I was looking forward to nothing more than this, and it was gone, and I won't go into them. I will not have...
Okay, is it because there's food involved, or... Yeah. That's the main reason?
Yeah.
In other words, you haven't stormed out of a Tesco because the fella behind the counter didn't have a face mask on, have you?
Yeah, I would if I was getting something from behind the counter. If I was getting bread or meat from behind the counter and he hadn't got a face mask, I'd do exactly the same
thing. Oh, you do the exact same thing as well?
Of course. I don't want anything that has been... if somebody doesn't care about me, I don't care about them. If their business goes down the tube because they're not being careful and taking care of other people, they have to be taking care of other people. And to me, wearing a face mask is taking care of other people. I wear it constantly for the sake of other people also, not just for me.
Okay, well, what do you say then to this message that just came in to me? If people are that worried about COVID-19, don't bother going out for dinner.
I won't be going out. If I get good reports from somewhere and I have good read-ups that they are taking care of the customers and they are wearing the face mask, I'm in there. I have every right to go out just as much as anybody else, and I have every right to feel safe and comfortable when I do go out.
Why, therefore, Anna, do you not think it has been made mandatory for waiting staff, front-of-house staff in coffee shops, restaurants, bars, whatever, to wear face masks? Because it's not mandatory.
It isn't mandatory, but it should be. It is in the kitchen, you see, in the close proximity, but because air circulates and everything like that, but I still don't feel safe. And the Perspex petition, I don't feel safe. If the staff don't care to take care of me, I don't care to take care of them. The whole hog has to go. It has to be the hand sanitizer, it has to be the face masks, the visors, and the staff all doing their bit. In order, that shows they care about the people. That shows they care.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. If you're wearing masks, if you're front of house staff, if you're wearing masks, it shows you care. That's what Anna says. Kevin, you're on 98FM. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Go on. What did you want to say?
No, look, I don't get this. For everything since this thing started, it's all been be careful, do what you have to do to keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm.
If someone has, no offence to you, if someone has a reaction or they don't like what they see, well, they shouldn't be sitting there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's my personal opinion, because the more masks that are worn and the lower we can get this R rate down, the more people can go into that same restaurant. And another one you're talking about. So if people have, like, are you going to boycott that? Are you not going to go back to that same restaurant until they stop wearing the masks? Is that what you would do?
No, I'm not saying that.
Felt uncomfortable, so it's no problem.
No, I'll rephrase that. I won't say I felt uncomfortable, because we're getting used to seeing people with face masks on, but I preferred the experience of being in the place where they didn't have face masks on.
That's natural. And Adrian, I totally agree with you. That's totally natural. But we're not in that zone anymore. This is the
why therefore has it not been made mandatory for staff to wear face masks if they're serving food? And it's not, Kevin.
I totally agree. I haven't heard about it. But would you sooner know that you're a bit safer than not? Because your waitress or waiter, right, I'll cover myself, is going to come to you. They're going to be your waiter for the day. They're going to mingle with other people, other staff members. Okay. They're going to have other customers to deal with. Take plates in, take plates out. So would you not sooner have that kind of security blanket that, okay, they're at least they're trying to kind of prevent anybody getting sick rather than being a blanket, open face?
I'm going to say...
Having a laugh, having a giggle, having a chat up.
I don't think I have Maybe I'm stupid in saying this, okay? But I don't think I have any chance of contracting COVID-19 when somebody stands beside me for 10 seconds and hands me my dinner and heads on again.
No, let's not lie to each other. It takes a lot more than 10 seconds because...
That's the point I'm making, Kevin.
You've been before, you know the people, they know you. You have a catch-up. It's not just drop and walk. We both know that.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, please. 6797981 is our telephone number. This is a WhatsApp voice note from Stephen.
Yeah, I do not like those masks, especially when you're getting served food with them. It just looks weird. And I think if we start wearing them and get comfortable wearing them, we might be stuck wearing them forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not against wearing face masks on public transport, for example, where you're going to be sitting beside or very close to somebody for a half an hour in a confined space. I get that. I understand that. And I actually agree with it where it comes to wearing face masks on public transport. But Serena and you just heard Anna. Serena sent me a message, and this is why we're having this conversation in the first place. I was shocked and saddened to see that none of the staff were wearing face masks or shields. Not even the waiter serving us lunch was covered. I inquired with the manager and he said it wasn't a requirement. I have to say that even though I love the place, I won't be returning again until they change their policy. I wonder if any of your listeners have had a similar experience. And that's exactly what we're talking about. We're asking whether or not do you feel more or less uncomfortable if you walk into a bar, a cafe, a coffee shop, whatever, and the staff are not wearing face masks? There's very interesting differing opinions on this. We've just been to a cafe in Donabate Village and all the staff had masks on and sanitised a table before we sat down. A spotless little cafe, says that message. I just want to find out how you feel about wearing face masks in public. Somebody texted in to say it is mandatory if they can't maintain social distancing, the same in any workplace, frontline or not. Claudio, you're on 98 yes. FM. How are you?
How you doing? How you
good,
doing,
thank you. Good, good. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I mean, we're back working in the restaurant since yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We are lunchtime. Lunchtime, we were very busy unexpectedly yesterday. We just want to say that we are doing our best to keep everybody safe. I mean, we're on the floor, we wear masks and gloves. In the kitchen, I'm afraid sometimes the guys cannot wear a mask. The kitchen goes a really high temperature. Like
yes, no, I wouldn't have thought a chef is wearing a mask, is he?
No, the chef is not wearing a mask. He's going to touch the mask to taste the food that he's doing. They have spoons. The chefs have proper equipment for tasting the food that they make. They need to do that to know if the flavor is right.
Correct, yes.
So you need to put down your mask, you get your spoon, which is obviously clean every time, put in your mouth, taste the food, and go to wash again. This is a normal procedure. You're going to touch your mask again, for then maybe touching the pan again, for then maybe touching the plate where you're serving the food. It's not going to work. Because it depends how busy the shops are going to be. It's not going to work, I'm afraid. You'd have to get more staff to do that. You might have to get, to be honest, maybe a reminder every time. Do you know what I mean? What about if you forget to put down your mask and you just go with the spoon into your mouth because you know, the mask has been so long on your face that you might forget it that you have it on.
Mm.
That happens.
Okay, so but in the place you're working in, you do wear a mask and you do wear gloves.
I do wear a mask and a gloves on the floor when we're in contact with people.
Okay.
And the virus says we don't want to spread it to others.
Is that something that you have been told you have to do? Is it compulsory in your job?
To be honest with you, it's actually also to let people be thinking that they are safe. You know, make sure that their head is safe as well. You know what I mean? In the head, they don't have that paranoia to go out on a restaurant. I mean, the business...
Okay, but if you went into work tomorrow, Claudio, and you said to your boss, listen, I prefer if I didn't have to wear a face mask, would you be told to go home, or...?
I, to be honest, I do prefer not to wear a face mask. I found it very intimidating when you go into a restaurant to find a waiter with gloves and a mask and maybe a suit for the coronavirus. I mean... are we not allowed to go out again? It's you know, I understand.
But what I'm asking you, Claudio, is has your boss told you you have to wear one?
I am the boss.
You are the boss. Oh, sorry. Okay, right. So,
sorry. I have to. I told myself that I have to wear it.
Okay, and is it mandatory for all your front of house staff?
No, I think it's mandatory for life at the moment that you have to do it. You go to maybe a supermarket, just wear a mask. You just bring it with you. It's only 50 cents. I mean, the state is giving it for 50 cents. It's nothing. You know,
as a matter of interest, have any of your customers passed comment one way or the other on the face masks?
Well, I mean, yeah, some of them come in with a mask to eat, they take it off, they sit down, you know, we give them, so there's a sanitizing station outside, there's a sanitizing station before you get into the toilet. I mean, all you can do, you do it. It was like 3 months ago, guys, when restaurants have closed down, the shops have closed down because they didn't know what to do. They didn't cope with.
Yes, and I do understand that the 3 months of closure has taught everybody what we need to do and all
it.
Of that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, how to cope with it. We were closed. We were told by the state, the pandemic situation, to close the 16th of March. The 16th of March, me and the chef, we were here working again. We made zero. We made a total zero. So what I'm saying to you is, but we cope with it. If you love the way that you take, sorry, if you have passion for food industry, for the old serving thing, to be a host, you will find a way how to serve food no matter what.
Okay, Claudio, so you're wearing masks and all of that, and you haven't had any negative reaction. Have you had anyone oh, Jesus, I hate seeing those masks on you?
No, to be honest with you, no.
People no, okay. All right, and the other question, if I go in, I have a bite to eat, and I leave, do you vigorously clean everything? Do you, like, loads of wipes and wiping absolutely everywhere I've been?
Degreaser, sanitizer for an effective time between 5 to 10 minutes. You know, you let it dry. You need the dry time to dry because that's when you put the glasses, the cutleries, it might stick on the table. It doesn't look good. So this space time that the state is giving us is only good. It's only going to make things better. It's not trying to make things worse.
So if I go into your restaurant and I sit down and I order turkey or I order chicken or whatever it is I order, have you to take a note of my name and number in your black book?
To be honest, I mean, I would work. I'm working at the moment with reservations. So everybody that calls in, I kind of have the name, their phone numbers anyway.
Okay, so you do have a contact number for everybody who comes into your place.
I would have a contact to trace them, yes.
Very good.
I think every restaurant and pubs at the moment, they are working on booking time because they might be very busy. So with the booking times, they should get their name and the phone number just in case something happens. You have it there and you can help the society. That's all that matters at the end of the day, helping each other. So let's do the right things.
Come here, just finally, Claudio, how's biz? Are you busy enough?
I to be honest with you, yesterday it was like the first day. I was buzzing. I had a great day. I might made over €250, and I'm glad to say it was like the first day.
Brilliant. Okay, that's great to hear.
Others are going to feel exactly the same when they go back to the business. And there are people on the floor.
That's great to hear. It's great to hear.
Anybody on the floor for 3 months. Now we're back. We got to keep it clean. Everybody, I tell you, the guys yesterday in my kitchen, they have dismantled the whole thing. Like, I mean, they were sweating. You asked them to wear a mask yesterday, they would have said to you, okay, no, I'm leaving. You know, because it was, I mean, they were sweating clean in the kitchen yesterday. I mean, like digging down completely. And it was so nice to see that everybody kind of got motivated from the amount of business they were having. It's fantastic.
All right, Claudio. You know? Very best of luck. I hope business continues just as good. That's great to hear. James sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
I don't think waitresses and waiters should wear masks because they are the ones that move around, bend, pick up plates. And they're going to be adjusting their mask more, if you know what I mean, because they're moving around and it slips. It gets a bit loose. I think that's why. They don't need to wear masks.
All right, let me go to Teresa. You're on 98FM. Hiya, Teresa.
Hello, hiya. How are you?
What's your view on all of this about front-of-house staff wearing face masks or not?
I suppose it's up to the companies themselves whether they what they implement, like, you know, with their staff. But I just think wearing masks, they could still be touching them with their hands. They could like, your hands can spread this as well. So, I mean, I do to be wearing masks and gloves, you know, and I just think it's kind of, you know, it's really kind of, well, it's up to the company themselves, as I said, but...
And as I mentioned earlier on, it is not mandatory for staff in restaurants to wear face coverings, so that's not the issue here. I'm more trying to find out whether people prefer it or not.
I would prefer them not to.
Yes, and I'm in that category myself, I have to be honest.
Yeah, because I think, to be honest with you, you have to be kind of clued in on how to use masks. People think... People are wearing masks
I've seen them wearing them around their neck.
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous. So I think, to be honest with you, to prefer not to wear them and obviously keep the hands away from the face and keep the hands well washed. And I think that would be just our hand sanitised.
And you would like to think that anywhere you're going to eat food, that would be standard anyhow. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But it depends on the individuals, doesn't it? Whether, you know, what way they take it. If you take it serious enough or not.
But because I'm happy enough to think... And yeah, again, when you go out, you're trusting people. Do you know what I mean?
I would like
to think when I go into a restaurant that the staff are regularly cleaning their hands. And I can't see... I wouldn't go into a place if I thought they weren't, put it that way. It's the hands I'm more concerned about than the face covering. If they're keeping their hands clean, then I'm happy enough, because their hands are the bit of their body that's coming in contact with my plate.
Yeah.
All right, let me just squeeze in one last WhatsApp voice note, and this is a little bit windy in the background, so bear with us.
Hi, I've started working back in a kitchen last week, and I'm the only person in the kitchen wearing a face mask. I've actually got slagged over it by people working with me in the kitchen. They've said that I look sick and I look like I'm paranoid. But the reason why I'm wearing it is because you can't actually keep a distance between anybody in a kitchen, especially when it's busy and passing people constantly. And I actually took it off the other day because I was getting so much like stick from the other people I was working with because of it.
Oh, right. Okay. So you felt a bit of pressure to take off the face mask. All right. Interesting conversation. For those of you who are heading out over the weekend, maybe next week we'll find out what your experience is like, because I know a lot of people haven't been out. In fact, there was a poll earlier on I was looking at on the Journal, and they asked the question, will you be attending a pub or restaurant this weekend? And according to this Journal poll, at this moment, 65% have said no, you won't be going to neither a pub nor a restaurant or anything like that at the weekend. But it'll be interesting to see if you do go out over the weekend, did you prefer the experience of staff wearing face masks or not? We might touch on it again next week. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for your calls.
98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.